headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Seb with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, up to 30 Qantas travellers were abandoned mid-journey in a rural town last week. The customers flying from Townsville to Mount Isa were stranded in Cloncurry and had to find their own accommodation and transport out of pocket. Qantas sent a replacement flight the next day, but a lack of communication from the airline meant some travellers completed the journey themselves. Qantas has issued apologies and reimbursements for expenses, stating that reviews are ongoing. Aviation expert Ian Douglas said the situation highlighted Australia's lack of aviation-specific consumer laws, especially when compared to those in Europe.
University of Queensland researchers have found that whale migration patterns along Australia's east coast have altered over the past decades, and a warming southern ocean is to blame. Associate Professor Rebecca Dunlop found that whale migration from the northern breeding grounds had shifted earlier by 3 weeks, with such a journey taking place in late October in 2003. While whale migratory habits aren't fully understood, Professor Dunlop's hypothesis that with warmer waters comes less sea ice and less krill to feed on, this then forces some pods to migrate earlier to avoid food shortages.
In national news, Moorabool Shire Council in regional Victoria has been ordered to clean up 20 pallets of dissolved and highly flammable acetylene cylinders. Though the mayor says the Environmental Protection Agency had been monitoring illegal dumping and failed to prevent it in this case. Mayor Paul Tatchell alleges that the asbestos-filled cylinders were moved from private property and onto council land, and that the EPA had watched on as the cylinders were dumped beside a public road. The Shire Council lost a bid in the Victorian Civil Tribunal to split cleanup costs with the EPA, and must now fund the $500,000 operation alone.
Queensland's Child Safety Commission will commence its opening hearing next week, with public consultation ending in Townsville last week. The $20 million inquiry will focus on the residential care system, governance arrangements, and will evaluate whether current systems are meeting the needs of vulnerable children, carers, and families. Noel Pearson, on behalf of the Cape York Institute for Policy and Leadership, explained that a previous 2013 commission revealed a state-sanctioned machinery of destruction that is failing to keep children safe, and that a new inquiry was needed as the Child Safety Commission, the child safety crisis has yet to be halted, let alone reversed.
In international news, the extreme sports pioneer and skydiver behind the famous skydive from the edge of space in 2012 has died in Italy, following an incident with his paraglider. The 56-year-old Austrian Felix Baumgartner lost control of the paraglider over Porto Sant'Elpidio, according to local police. The cause of the paraglider failure is currently unknown, but reports suggested he suffered a medical episode mid-air. The self-styled God of the Skies made headlines when he dove 38 kilometres above Earth, becoming the first diver to break the sound barrier.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be cloudy with a very high chance of rain and light winds. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 and a minimum of 13, and an expected rainfall of 2 to 15 millimetres. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.